Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and we are back this week and better than ever. We are so ready to be back today, but before we dive in, we do want to remind you guys that our merch is out now. So go get it wherever you can, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. Click the description below, click the link, and make sure you order your merch today. We've loved our comfy sweatshirts, and we want you guys to get yours too. Yes, so the topic that we're going to get into today is something that can be applied to everybody's life, whatever stage of life you're in, whatever season you're going through. This can absolutely change your life. So it's not specifically something that's written word for word in the Bible, but there's been studies done and books written and podcasts about this information that's kind of surrounded by facts that are in the Bible, and then studies have been done and different things to make this one thing true. So it's a desire in everybody's heart that people want to be seen and acknowledged, and just, I mean, that's it. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. Yeah. Anything about it, whatever situation you're in, whether you know it or not, and whether you want to admit it or not, it's true. And whenever somebody in the simplest form will just reach out to you or say something small to you, then that leaves you feeling more loved and more encouraged, and it can change your whole demeanor for the day, or it can change your week, or the way you view yourself. It can help you to carry yourself better. And we're just going to dive into that today and how we can apply that to our lives.
Yeah. So when you first kind of told me the idea about, hey, we should talk about how, you know, people want to feel seen, that's a pretty broad concept, but it made me think of, so both of us went through the How to Put Love First devotion by Sadie Robertson Huff and her husband, Christian Huff. And it was such a good devotion. But when I was flipping through, when you told me that, I was like, wait, God sees you is something that I remember from that devotion. And when I was looking through it, that's the first devotional they wrote. Like out of a 90-day thing, that was the first one. It was God Sees You. So I wanted to share, I wanted to read this off to make sure I say it right. But Sadie talked about a passage in John 1, 48 through 49, where a man named Nathanael did not believe that the Savior was there with him. But when Jesus called to him, he said, "When you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And instantly Nathanael realized that he was the Son of God. And it was cool because it didn't take a powerful miracle. You know, Jesus did all kinds of miracles throughout the Bible, but it didn't take a powerful miracle. All it took was Jesus saying, "I see you," or "I saw you."
Yeah.
And he saw him, which was such a powerful thing for him. And Sadie's example had been really simple, but she said, you know, people want to feel seen. And it says a lot when you try to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. So she was at the grocery store and had talked to this lady who had worked there for like 20 years. And she was like, "Hey, how long have you been working here?" And the lady was like, "I've been here about 20 years. And she said, "Oh, okay, that's cool." And then when she got her change back, she gave it to the lady and said, "Thank you so much for 20 years of hard work." And the lady instantly started crying because she said she saw the person, and she saw, because that lady went through her life every day with, you know, doing the same thing, doing the same work. Mm-hmm. But then having Sadie see her and see, wow, I've been working hard these few years, you know, that meant so much to her. And it just showed me that the small things can mean a lot in the long run, which is kind of what we're getting into today.
Yes. And there was this reel that one of our parents had sent me, and it talked about, it was actually a video of like an interview or a podcast where this girl was talking about a study that was done in high schools like around the country, and what was the difference in popular kids, like what made somebody popular. And it wasn't that they were super athletic, or it wasn't that they were in a specific class level or whatever,
or
it was
super pretty.
It wasn't those stereotypical things, but it was the people that knew other people, and they reached out to other people in those small ways. And the lady was talking about it, and she named it micro moments. And it's just those small things where you pass somebody in the hallway and you're like, "Oh, hey," and then you say their name. And that's something to me, when we've talked about like Sawyer Grace at our school, when she's
notice me and she's like, hey, Britton. And she'll just wave at me in a hallway. And I mean, that just really shows you that that study is true, because there's people when you just, I mean, when you meet somebody, make it a point to know their name. And whether that's meeting them in a math class or if it ends up being your best friend, whoever it is, make a point to know their name. And then when you meet them and encounter them in other situations in the future, then that will reach out to them and make an impact on their life much more than you can know. Because if it's somebody who is popular and is more known by other people, then that's going to make you feel like, oh, they don't just care about themselves. They're caring enough to recognize me and just reach out to something. And whatever it is in them that led them to do that, like, that's going to make an impact on their life.
Yeah, it's such a simple concept. But like at our school, we have the upperclassmen, the juniors and seniors. There's a group of probably 70 to 80 people that end up being the ones that tour the freshmen around and show them around and make sure they're interacting with them. And those, the teachers in charge of that will always say, hey, remember to say hey to specific people in the hallway. Be like, hey, girl, what are you doing? Or, hey, how's your day going? And it means so much because, I mean, as a freshman, if a sophomore, if a junior, if a senior was talking to me, then it meant so much because it's like, oh, I'm cool now, you know? So the fact that that study was all about, you know, if you are popular, most of the time that means those people are the ones that reach out the most. And it's really simple, but it made me think of a few different examples of these micro moments when people have poured into me and it made a big difference. One of them was last year, actually, so this can tell you how much of an impact it made. There was a big group of girls that I had just gotten to the school. This was like my first day, sophomore year, first day of school at a brand new high school. And it was a group of girls that were not trying to leave me out intentionally at all, but they already had their conversation going. Like, they had their friend group, you know, they had their conversation, and they were all talking about this girl and her boyfriend. And I was just kind of sitting there like, okay, this is nice. But I didn't say anything because I was like,
because you didn't know anyone's name.
I didn't know anybody. And one of my friends, Ava, she specifically was like, hey, this is what they're talking about. And they were all like, what are you doing? And she was like, well, I'm letting her know like what we're talking about. What are we doing? And so she was like, this is who this is. And this is her boyfriend. And this is who we're talking about. This is what we're doing. And that's all she left it at. It wasn't like it was a 30-minute conversation. But I specifically remember from that day that she was the one that included me. She saw me and she saw, oh, she's nervous. She's insecure. She doesn't know how to fit in with this conversation with older girls. And it was so simple. But she saw that one thing and was like, you know what? I'm going to make sure she feels included today.
And she specifically recognized, she didn't just see there's a new girl sitting here. She recognized your body language and you, maybe it's somebody that you pass in the hallway and they're frowning or something. And you're like, hey, have a great day. Like, have a great rest of your day. Like, something like Chick-fil-A workers. Like, imagine those people. Like, obviously, everyone they're doing that to everybody, but everybody should have the attitude of a Chick-fil-A worker. Yeah,
exactly.
And my pleasure.
It doesn't have to be a new girl thing, or it can be somebody you've known for a long time. Like, I was thinking through one of my really close friends, Aubrey. She, one day when I was sick, she brought me flowers, which was like, totally, I didn't need that. She could have just texted me and been like, oh, I hope you feel better. But she cared enough to see, oh, you know what? She doesn't have anyone like talking to her a lot right now, because she's like, I was in my room, you know, trying to rest and get my sleep. And she brought me flowers, which was so sweet. But then another time, it doesn't have to be when you're sick. We had talked about, me and her had talked about love languages, and we've talked about this a little bit on the podcast before, but how everyone has a different love language, whether it's like words of affirmation or gifts or, what are some other ones I'm blanking?
Physical touch.
Yeah, different things that people receive love and give love by. And we had both talked about that. And I told her my love language is words of affirmation. Well, like the next week, she wrote me a note and was like, you're killing it. You're doing awesome at life for no reason. Yeah. Like, there was no, it wasn't my birthday or anything. But that was such a small moment that it took her not a ton of time to write that note, but it lasted so long that I can remember it now.
Yeah.
You know? And then another thing, it doesn't have to be so, like, you don't have to think so hard about, oh, this is going to make such a big impact on their life. Our grandparents, Mimi and Papa, every week after this podcast is done, they text us and say, oh, you did such a great job on this podcast. I loved this specifically. And this, it doesn't, maybe it does, but it doesn't take them like an hour to write those texts. It's a simple quick little paragraph that then I see that and remember it for the rest of my day. And I'm like, wow, somebody sees the work that I'm doing, and somebody sees, and they're not trying to be like, you know, boosting my ego. Yeah. They're trying to be like, this is what you did really well, and I want to see you keep doing this. So on a day where it's like, man, we didn't get as many views on this one, or we didn't do as much as this, they remind us, this is the reason you're doing this, so yeah, keep doing it. And it just means so much when it's so little.
Because it's so intentional too, and I love when like I can see intentionality in different things, and it's one of those things where, like, I've done this a lot of times before where I will just text a friend and I'll be like, hey, I've been thinking about you and I just started praying for you. I just want to let you know, like, I'm here for you if you mm-hmm. need me. And just a small thing like that. And then they would open up to me. Or even if it was just like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I love you. I've been thinking about you too. And it's just a small interaction. But I don't know. And I have to think about sometimes with these small moments and these small intentional things, I don't control what happens after I do it. Right. But I put myself out there and I do it just for a small thing. I don't care how big it is, but if you just do it, then God will take that where it needs to go. And mm-hmm. it happens in a different way in your life. And maybe like you win some, you lose some. Some people it might be like, oh, they just said hi. What about it? But other people, it's like, oh my gosh, they saw me. I felt like they could see I was struggling and they helped me.
That's such a good example, because I remember now too, one of my friends, Mackenzie from church, mm-hmm. had texted me on last year on the day that it was our grandfather's birthday. Mm-hmm. But my brain did not even click with the fact that it was his birthday. So she was like, hey, I'm praying for you today. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And it made me feel so good. I was like, oh, that's so sweet of her. Went through the whole day.
A week later, she's like, it's a normal day.
Oh my gosh. I was like, that's so sweet of her. But then eventually it clicked. And I was like, wow, she saw me and saw that, like, that was going to be a hard day for me. Or maybe mm-hmm. she didn't. Maybe that was random. But I'm pretty sure her intention was that she saw me and was like, oh, she has had a really hard time with this grief and a really hard time with this struggle. And she saw me enough for 10 seconds to send a text praying for you and prayed for me. And then it changed so much. Like, I still remember that.
Yeah, I was reading the other day Demi Tebow's book, A Crown That Lasts. It's an amazing book. I love it.
Incredible book.
There was a section in it where she talked about this concept of 40 seconds of compassion. Mm-hmm. And it's about one example that she was giving with when her family, like, they got a hard diagnosis at a doctor. And when you think about it, so if a doctor comes up and tells you, here's just one example of something, but if a doctor comes up and tells your family and they say, hey, your daughter has been diagnosed with cancer, I'm sorry, and then they just leave you with that information. Or if you give the 40 seconds of compassion, you can say, hey, I am so sorry that your daughter has unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer, but I want to let you know that we are going to be with you through this entire journey. We're always going to be here for you. If you ever need anything, just feel like you can reach out.
Yeah.
And that really didn't change the information that was brought mm-hmm. to the table. It just changes the way that you go about that. And it's the way that you can just change a few words or add a few things that's not fake, but it's intentional. And it's, you do mean these things, but you don't think about it when you're just saying one sentence instead of saying two or three sentences.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be big. It is one of those micro moments that you can just change that from something small and just plain, flat, regular statement to a statement that can impact them. And maybe if that family got the first way, if they like heard that news from the first way, then they might have thought, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed about this. Like, what are we gonna do? What's next?
Yeah.
Instead of the next way, when they hear that, they feel that comfort and they feel mm-hmm. less anxious going out of that. And it's just that word of compassion, because I feel like compassion sometimes is just thrown in with like caring and kind and compassionate, but compassion is such a stronger word and it makes a more lasting impact, and you feel something different whenever, because that's a desire that God put in everybody's heart. And I think that's so important, and it's so simple to do. It doesn't take that much effort, because let's be real, we are the laziest people.
Yeah.
We are so lazy and we don't want to put enough effort into it. I'm guilty of it too. And it's just adding those few extra sentences, or it's taking that step to write a card. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that you have to put so much thought into, mm-hmm. but it's also not something that you should use flippantly. You should be able to think like, okay, if you tell them that they can reach out to you again, or that you're always going to be there for them, then you have to hold up your part.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take so much more effort, because if you have wisdom to give, give it. If you have a smile to bring on your face, do it. Mm-hmm. Just be an influence on other people by the little things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be seasons where you're going to have to pour a lot out for somebody, which is great. But a lot of times it's literally just those 40 seconds mm-hmm. that can change so much. It could be the difference in, are you going to use 1 minute to do nothing and not talk to anybody? Or are you going to use 1 minute to send that text that somebody needs, or to say, hey, I'm here for you. I need, you can reach out to me if you want to. And like you said, you know, you need to hold up your end of the deal if you offer something more.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it can be something so simple just to, I think if we just take a genuine interest in the people around us and take a second off of, oh, how do I look? How is my day going? I'm tired. I'm lazy. We spend so much time on ourselves. Mm-hmm. But if we flip it around and just take a second and pause and just look around the room and see, what do these people need today? What can I give them for 1 minute that could change their entire week or their entire day? Or they could remember it a year later, like yeah. some of these people have done. The small things can have such a huge impact, which is kind of a cliche statement. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, it's really true.
Yeah. And when you do these things and reach out and take that extra step, then other people are going to notice that. And if you start doing it to everybody, not just one person that you see in a bad mood, if somebody's smiling, just be like, hey, I mean, how are you doing today? You know, mm-hmm. you can just say all of these things and acknowledge these different people. But if you start doing that to other people, when you have the positivity to give and you have that stuff to pour, like you said, when you have those seasons mm-hmm. where you are just bursting with information and bursting with joy, then people will start treating you better.
Yeah.
And if you start doing that to other people, then they can see a difference in you. And that person that you reached out to will start doing that to other people. And then, I mean, it's just
it'll be
a constant
chain reaction.
Exactly. And you can see a change in everybody's life. That's why I said it's completely life changing, and it's completely going to change our world if we start doing this, because there's things that we have these concepts and mm-hmm. we're not using them and we're not making our world better. We're sitting around complaining about it instead of, and maybe the small moment can also be in your life.
Yeah.
It can be you have a negative thought, or you could change it to a positive thought. Instead of just taking the lazy way out and being like, I'm tired, you could be like, okay, I'm a little exhausted today, but you know what? We're just going to push it. We're just going to be here. Mm-hmm. That's okay to be tired sometimes. But you just have to take those small moments, pour them into other people. They will pour back into you. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not that you're doing it for something in return,
yeah.
but it can make an impact on your life. It can make an impact on their life, and it can make an impact on people outsiders seeing into that and seeing this encounter between you two.
Right. People that you don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been such a cool concept that yeah. I've loved getting to talk about. And you may have already known most of this information, but I hope that everyone can kind of take something away from this today, whether you're 10 years old watching this or whether you're 80 years old watching this.
Yes.
Everyone can take 1 minute out of their day to do something special for someone, or just to see somebody on a deeper level. And I think it could change a lot.
And we want to be part of the people that can see this change happening yeah. in people's lives. And maybe I want to see you guys being more positive. Maybe you want to see me being more positive.
Yeah.
So we all need to hold each other accountable for this and just be out there in the world and be better influences mm-hmm. and just take those micro moments.
Yeah. Take a genuine interest in the people around you and use those moments to make an impact when you may not see it now, but yes. it'll go somewhere someday.
Yes.
So thank you guys for joining us this week. We've had so much fun.
And we will see you back next week for another great episode.